Revolutionary talk for revolutionary times. Liberty Talk FM.
It's a marvelous night for a moon dance with the stars up above in your eyes. A fantabulous night to make romance beneath the cover of October skies. You know the leaves on the trees are falling to the sound of the breezes that blow.
What's up, everybody? Welcome aboard to the Bubba Show. Todd Bubba Horowitz with you. And, Mel, did you see the eclipse? What was that, the total eclipse of the moon? I don't know. What was that? It was a song, wasn't that? Pink Floyd? Anyways, and of course, today we're being brought to you by Casper.com, the mattress people. And of course, to get your $50 discount, $50 off of any mattress purchase, go to CasperTrial.com/The Bubba Show. So the solar eclipse has come and gone. And of course, I guess it was $700 million that it cost with the lack of production. But it had to be good for the travel industry, so somebody had to make some money on it. I mean, you know, hey, it was a money-making proposition, and people don't work anyways. What difference does it make? I mean, really? Are we going to talk about work, of which we have none? You know, it's interesting when we talk about the economy, and of course, you can listen to either side you choose. I choose to listen to myself saying that we're still in a recession, that there's still many, many problems out there, and that it's a bunch of BS. That's what I believe. All right. You know, again, you can take it for what it's worth. You can make your own decisions. But at the end of the day, I don't see anything really that great here. OK, that's me. Now, again, it doesn't make me right. But what it does make me is it makes me a guy, another jackass with an opinion. And I think my opinion is right. And why? Well, take a look around. Where is the workers? Where is the money? All right. Who's spending the money? Nobody. You realize that we are now below subprime debt in autos? I mean, where's that money going to come from? You know who's paying for it, right? Again, this is one of the things that really pisses me off all the time. We're going to pay for it. You know, and at the end of the day, you know, listen, it's nothing to think about other than we're going to get stuck with the bill for all this crap that's going on. So while everybody's chirping up how good everything is, we're going to get caught with the bill. And, you know, from my point of view, I think it sucks. I mean, I can't stand it anymore. I can't stand the BS from anybody who wants to dish it out and tell us how good the economy is. I want somebody to get on this airways and tell me how good it is and give me a reason why. Not that because they heard it on TV. You know, you're listening to people that are working full time, that are making a lot of money for the most part, and could care less whether or not you're making money or not. As long as you're watching and tuning in and they're getting advertisers, that's all they care about. I mean, you know, look. Think about it from the straight up perspective. Okay. Straight up, jobs suck, economy sucks, people aren't making any money, and they're not spending any money. That's the bottom line. That's why all these retailers are going out of business. Okay. Not because we're in the retail ice age. And I mean, Amazon has got the blame, but it would be anybody who was online today who could sell for a cheaper price. Okay. And the convenience and not having to go out to get it and pay for it, to the right to go out and get it. Now, you think about it. I'll give you a perfect example. Sunday, I decided I needed a new office chair. So I didn't want to carry it home, but what did I do? I went to Office Max and I checked out a couple of chairs. I sat in them. I took pictures. And what did I do? I got home. I dialed up Amazon and ordered it. Okay. As it turns out, it was cheaper on Amazon. Not only was it cheaper, but it gets delivered to my door, so I'd have to schlep it out to my car. Okay. So what? That's the issue. Okay. Because if you're making less money, then you're not going out for shopping. You're looking to skimp and save everywhere you can. And right now, gasoline, you know, everything that you spend when you go to the store, time, gasoline. I mean, I spent more time in the store. Actually, let's put it this way. I spent more time driving back and forth, forget about the money to drive back and forth, than I did going to buy it right online. And if I could have identified it and sat in it online, I would never have gone to the store. I mean, now I may be, you know, I don't go into any stores basically, except Christmas time. I got to buy stuff, you know, and even now my kids are all, I just give them cash now. So I don't have to go in a store at all. You know, I mean, between my wife and my kids, I give them cash. Then I don't even have to go to the store. You know, my dad taught me that, you know, give somebody $100 and $1 you can't give them $1 anymore for the card because the card is about $4. All right. So that's what the problem is that we don't have the velocity of money. We've talked about that many times here before. The money doesn't flow from one person to the next person. So what are we going to do? Well, we're going to do nothing. And that becomes the bigger problem. Okay, so it's not the retail ice age because it's retail ice age. It's retail ice age because we don't have the money. So if we have to save, well, where are you going to try to save? Well, first of all, the easy spot is gas. Okay, you know, look, you know, I mean, you don't think about gas because you need it, you got to get it. But if you can save, you know, one tank a month, all right, that's $50. All right, now, you know, it doesn't sound like a lot of money, but you know, if you took that $50 a month and put it away and put it into the market or put it somewhere, it's going to grow. Okay, now again, it may not grow today. The markets may break. I mean, you know, I believe the markets are going to go down here, but again, I'm not a perma bull bear. I'm thinking that, you know, we're going to get a pretty big sell off, but in the meantime, you just keep buying because, you know, you buy the highs, you buy the lows, and you just keep trading them in. Now, that's the difference between, you know, I'm not trading that. That's just for my investing. But I have this conversation with Xander, my son, and I go, look, Ben, if you learn how to save your money now, all right, you know, and I don't mean scrimp, and I don't mean not have a good time. I mean, listen, I know you're 20, you're 23 today, okay? Happy birthday, Xander. But I know that, you know, I don't want you not to have a good time, but you know, when you go out, do you have to have 10 beers? Can't you have 6? Right? Okay. You know, do you have to always, you know, go the extra? You know, do you have to go to Starbucks 6 days a week? Can you go 3? And again, those, it doesn't sound like much, but you know, we've all heard the stories and you've heard things happen where people, you know, when they pass on, you know, you look at them, you thought, man, the guy wasn't worth 3 cents. Right. And they die, they pass on. And what do you find out? Well, geez, Louise, the guy is worth he saved $3 million, $5 million. Why? Because they just kept depositing, putting money in the markets. They just let it work and they didn't get panicked and they didn't overextend their life and the style in which they lived. And they had plenty of money when they died. And that means they were able to live while they were alive. So you can't put yourself in these positions because it's so easy to get out. Now, listen, I am not, you know, the preacher here, okay? I've done it all. And I believe me, I pissed away more money than anybody, all right? And of course, that's why I'm trying to pass on to my kid, okay? That, you know, you can get the same fun without throwing it away, all right? And that's something that I think that you need to understand. That's the bigger thing. But that's also why we have a mess. That's why the economy sucks. That's why the people that are the morons in charge of the economy suck. Okay? Because they refuse to admit what's going on and what's wrong with this economy. And that, to me, is an insult. It's ridiculous. And quite frankly, it pisses me off. In the meantime, what doesn't piss me off is that new mattress I got from Casper.com, that pressure-relieving memory foam. Proprietary, breathable. What a night's sleep you get on that. And of course, Bubba Show listeners, if you go to CasperTrial.com/TheBubbaShow, you get a $50 off your mattress purchase. Again, that's CasperTrial.com to receive your $50 for CasperTrial.com/TheBubbaShow. I almost forgot. That takes care of and gives you $50 off a mattress purchase. And of course, you go to LibertyTalk.fm. You can download The Bubba Show every single day, as well as the Sporting Edge. And, you know, we look forward to doing that. And, of course, don't forget BubbaTraining.com for Bubba's Bottom Line. In the meantime, I'm going to step out here for a break, and I'll be right back after the break with more of The Bubba Show. Todd Bubba Horwitz will be right back after the break. The Bubba Show. I think I got something to say to you. Welcome back to the Bubba Show. Todd Bubba Horowitz. What's going on, everybody? So this segment, let's make this be brought to you by BarkBox. Make sure you guys go out and buy some of these things, too, will you, please? I'd like to make a few bucks on this show. You know, I love doing it, but I'd like to see a little reward also. So go out and check something out there. Go load up BarkBox, BarkBox.com. Get a free month at GetBarkBox.com. Go check it out. In the meantime, all right, so I want to know, where is the outrage? Okay, where is the outrage for the senator from Missouri, the state senator? I forget her name already, but I'll find it. But in the meantime, where is the outrage when somebody says, we're going to assassinate the president? Okay, now, you tell me. I think that this is as ridiculous of a thing, and why she is not in jail, okay, is beyond me. I believe that is a crime to suggest that, and I know that the CIA is looking into it. Marie Chappelle Nadel, or Nadel, whatever, some big mouth, loud mouth garbage, okay, that is stupid enough to say that I hope the president gets assassinated. Now, you tell me, look, you could think that all you want, but you're a state senator and you're going to put that on Facebook? Didn't you ever hear anybody teach you any better to keep your mouth shut? I mean, where's the outrage? If this was anybody else, they'd be all over this, all right? There'd be people in jail already. I mean, is this not the same or similar to put a yelling bomb in a crowded theater, or fire in a crowded theater? I mean, nowhere in the world would you get away with this. With no other president would you get away with saying something as dumb as that. Now, you don't think we're being ruled by a bunch of morons? Look at what's going on here, okay? Where is Nancy Pelosi stepping out and saying, hey, that's not the right thing to do? Why is the state senator still a state senator? Why has she not been relieved of her duties? Did she think that ridiculous apology she made was going to cut mustard? Are we coming to this point in life that these people can get away with saying some stupid, ridiculous things and basically putting it out there for some nut to pick up and you know, listen, there's somebody crazy enough to go out there and try to do it anyways, is there not? So where is it, the outrage that we would hear if it was President Obama? Okay, where is the outrage if it was anybody? Okay, if it was Clinton. But no, Donald Trump, oh, it's okay. You don't even get in trouble. Just say it and don't worry about it. Yeah, you'll hear some press and some other stuff, but nobody's going to get in your way. Now, you got to tell me, okay, as a person, you know, we have laws in this country. We have a hierarchy. We have the way that things go. And of course, the president of the United States is the most powerful person in the world. Does he not deserve a little respect? All right. Now, again, I don't care who you voted for, and I don't care if you don't like him. At this point, it shouldn't matter anymore. At this point, the number one goal should be to make America better. Okay, to get through all this crap and not have to have these lefty jackasses continue to spit out the, you know, stupid, ridiculous, moronic things and get away with it. That's what really bothers me. Why is this woman not in jail? That's what I want to know. How is she still a state senator? Because when I look at it, I mean, I go, okay, great. You know, here's the old double standard and screw our man Donald Trump. All right. Now, again, I don't care who you voted for. I don't care if you like Donald Trump. It doesn't matter. The bottom line is this. The man is the president of the United States of America. And we as Americans, no matter which side of the aisle you sit on, should be trying to make the economy and the country and everything else better. That should be our goal, because at the end of the day, he can only be president for a maximum of another 6 or 7 years. Now, do you want to spend those 6 or 7 years having, you know, little sissy fights, okay, and having stupid people control you? Or do you want to try to make the economy better, okay? Again, this is the decision that it is so ridiculous that I can't. It makes me want to puke when I hear these people. Okay, and again, listen, I did not like President Obama, but I wanted him to do a good job because at the end of the day, he's doing the job for me. Now, again, whether he did a good job or not, that's another story. But that doesn't matter. You need to be man enough or woman enough or person enough to stand up for who's ever in that office because it's the office that commands the respect. It doesn't matter who's in the office at the time because that's going to change. But of course, you've got all of our legislators from all the way down, as we see from the state of Missouri, Marie Chappelle Nadal, what a great representation of our country that is. That's someone you want to have as a role model for your kids. Okay. Someone who says, I hope the president gets assassinated. I mean, you know, are we at this point in this country? Listen, I know we got problems. Okay. I know there's some racist issues still going on. You know, listen, as a Jew, you get plenty of you know, you get plenty of grief as well. You know, I grew up myself in the middle of segregation, right, when they started to integrate. I was part of the busing program. But you know what? You got to give everybody a shot. Again, I know we all got our views, and it depends on how you're brought up. But at the end of the day, it's something that has to be fixed. It does you no good to continue to press it on. Okay, to press on. What does it do? What good does it do you? All right. You should always think of how does my life get better or worse by me being a jackass? Okay. So, you know, if you're going to sit here and we're going to allow this to happen, is that not worse than any racist thing you could ever say? Okay. I want the president to be assassinated. Is that not the worst thing you could possibly say? I don't get it. All right. And yet there's no outrage. There's no concern. Nobody cares. So I think that we've got bigger problems here, and this is where we need, as Americans, we need to take over our country, okay, and we need to put things in perspective, and we need to back the president's office because the man is the president. And again, you don't have to like him. There's a lot of presidents that weren't liked in history. But in the meantime, it does you no good to destroy the economy. It does you no good to destroy the president that's in office because of all the work that it will take to clean up the mess that you create by doing what you're doing and the lack of progress that you're going to get. So we're going to stay in this same crap hole, which is a recession, which we talked about earlier, the same non-creation of jobs, the same knocking down the size of these companies. I'm losing my mind. I can't remember the words I want to use, but I hope you get the gist. We're going to have this same contraction. That's the word I'm looking for. We're going to have the same contraction in these companies because they're just taking the money. And of course, I'm not saying I blame them for taking the money, but this is what you created when you created everything that's going on here. When you create this much hatred and when you create these many problems and nobody stands up, okay, nobody from the left stood up for the president of the United States. Again, forget who about it is right now. Nobody stood up and said, hey, that's not the right thing to do. You need to have more respect for that office. All right. Because as we talked about when it happened, the transfer of power. All right. Look, that's our leader. Like him or not. Now, I happen to like him, but that's besides the point. Okay. Like him or not, he is the president of the United States of America. We have to back the president so that we can have a chance to have a better life. If you clog up the president, you clog up everything else, what do you think you're going to get? You're going to get nothing. And that's what I'm talking about. And I think that's the ridiculous part here. And that's the stupidness we have. And that's why that senator should be canned, fired, and put in jail. Maybe we'll get her a bark box. All right. We give her a little treat, a couple of dog treats. Anyways. We are being brought to you by BarkBox, okay? And of course, every month they send some treats and some toys for your dogs. Great service. And they want to offer you, the listeners of The Bubba Show, a free month. And all I have to do is go to getbarkbox.com/The Bubba Show. Again, that's getbarkbox.com/The Bubba Show. And you can get going rolling right away. You get a free month. In the meantime, you can go to libertytalk.fm and download The Bubba Show every single day. As well as the Sporting Edge on the weekends. And don't forget about soon-to-be Emmy Award-winning Bubba's Bottom Line. that's available to you for free at BubbaTrading.com. Go check it out. We're going to step out of a break. We'll be right back with more of The Bubba Show after the break. Todd Bohorse will be right back. The Bubba Show. What's up, everybody? Bubba here. It's finally here. The long-awaited Bubba Report, bringing you news from all the trading floors across the globe. We've got Scott Cialdini, the cow guy, as seen on CNBC, Fox, and Bloomberg. We've got Keith Bliss, CNBC, Fox, and a floor trader at the New York Stock Exchange. We've got The Badger, who writes the hot topics in the political news. We've got myself putting together my own unique indexes that will help you, give you a better idea of what's going on in the market. All you need to do to get a hold of the Bubba Report is go to thebubbashow.org and sign up for the newsletter, or you can email me direct at bubba@thebubbashow.org. We want you to have this report because we've got over 150 years of experience talking about markets, getting ready for the trading, and puts you in the best position to have successful. So email me at bubba@thebubbashow.org to get a copy of your report, or go right to the website, thebubbashow.org. Make sure you get it. It's a must-have for every investor and trader. The Bubba Report. Welcome back, my friends, to the show that never ends. It's the Bubba Show. I'm always on key and always in tune. And this segment we brought to you by Audible Books. And that's, of course, you can get a free download of, in the 30-day free trial with audibletrial.com for Test the Bubba Show. Over 180,000 titles to choose from your iPhone, Android, Kindle, MP3 player. Make sure you check them out. I use it all the time. No BS. I love it. Helps me read, get through all the books, and obviously it's I think it's a great tool. But back to business. So we had the eclipse, and then we had the senator crap, and of course now we've got, you know, what's going on with Steve Bannon. Now, I guess the first question I really have is, does anybody care? And I don't know. This is beyond my scope, okay? Does anybody really care, though? I mean, you know, the only reason I knew about him is, you know, obviously I watch the news because I'm part of the news, but, you know, my friend is Anthony Scaramucci. So, you know, but other than that, what is he going to do to me? Is he going to make it better or worse for me? You know, what I do know is that under the current setup, we're not going to see anything good for us, okay? Because the president, as I mouthed off last segment, is not going to get any help. I don't see him getting anything done. I don't see him getting any bills done because other than what he can do by executive order, his own party is against him. So what is he going to do? What is he going to do, you know, with no help? That's really the bigger problem. Okay. So, you know, I think it's going to be a long scrap out problem. And of course, the bigger problems are the Federal Reserve. You know, we start looking towards September. And are they going to hike rates? And I don't know. I wish they would already. I mean, I'm pretty sick of this low rate environment. I don't think it does anybody any good. Have you noticed that the dollar's under a little bit of pressure still, and yet oil's getting pounded? The dollar's under pressure. And gold is rallying, but gold is not rallying the way you would think it would be rallying. The grains are getting hammered. It's like nothing makes sense anymore. But this is what you get when you have a totally manipulated economy. Okay, and I think that, you know, at the end of the day, all right, you have to, you know, understand that you can't have these people trying to manipulate what's going on. It doesn't work. Okay, the unintended consequences that will show up will be unbelievable. Now, again, I don't know when it's going to happen, but you know the Fed's going to be wrong. They've never been right yet in 104 years, whatever. Seems like an eternity. They've never been right yet with any of the decisions, all right? So why would we expect this time to be different? They're going to screw it up, and I'm sure they're going to raise it the worst time. I think they've raised into every recession we've ever had, but of course this time we've never been out of recession. But of course the geniuses will say, oh, no, we're not in recession. Okay, well, from my perspective, I think we're in recession. My perspective. Okay. And I don't want to be negative, but I'm telling you that it is what it is. We can't expect any better when we have lousy leadership from those people. When you leave it to the banks, okay, and you give them the free money, all right, you can't really get out of this mess. I mean, we talked about this earlier, the subprime auto loan debt. Okay, you know how big that is? It's bigger than the housing bubble. All right. Now, how are we gonna get out of this mess? And then you've got so many sides of the spectrum here. You've got Elon Musk. Okay, and again, brilliant guy, figured out a great way to beat the system. Got all these tax credits. That's what we needed: tax credits for millionaires. All right, tax, because the only guys who could buy the original Teslas were guys, you know, they're $100,000 car. How many people can step out and buy a $100,000 car? So you got him who figured it out, and you got all these nice tax credits. In the meantime, his bond offering is getting slaughtered, which he deserves. You know, this company, in my opinion, listen, I love the car. I always put that disclaimer because I think the car is beautiful, and I'd like to own one myself. But this car loses money. Everyone they sell, they lose money. You can't make it up with volume. What the hell is the stock doing priced at $350 a share? Okay, and what, you think the bond offering is a disaster? Wait, it's only going to get worse. You know, you got people that need to buy these bonds to make sure the stock doesn't collapse. You know, if they can't get this fully subscribed, they're going to have big troubles. That's what we said before. They don't have enough money, right? You know, the one thing, the difference between, well, Amazon makes a little bit of money, but the big difference between Amazon when they weren't making money is they had cash flow, and they could have made money, but they kept kept buying, making acquisitions. They kept improving and kept spending every dime back in. That's why they didn't make any money. So they had the position to be, whereas Tesla doesn't have that, okay? And again, very smart guy, great car, but the old problem, if you don't make any money, what difference does it make? And they're not making any money. And I don't think there's any money to be made in the near future from what they do. So I have to ask you, and I have to wonder what's going to happen. I think that this could be one of the greatest shorts ever. Okay? Because obviously, if you're having trouble subscribing your bonds, you know, people want to own a part of you. And then, of course, you know, the other problem child, which is not yet public, but Uber, you know, Uber's talking about getting Jeff Immelt as their CEO. And I say this on record, Tuesday, August 22nd, 2017. I don't think Uber makes it. I think it's a great service. My kids use it all the time, but they also use Lyft. But I think that Uber is so oversubscribed. I think that the reason they're trying to go to Immelt right now is because they're trying to create some value, because I think that the investors would be thrilled to get out with their money. I think they're extremely overvalued. I don't know how they're ever going to get out. Their model is fine, but of course they made the classic mistake. They spent so much and got so much in debt. I don't know how they ever get out. And I think, you know, it's not like they have a product. I mean, like a Tesla. Nobody has a car as good as the Tesla, even though they're going to be in the crapper. But Uber, not that hard to mimic, right? You got Lyft, you got others. I mean, you know, it's coming. So I think that investors are dying to get out, and that's why they got Immelt involved, so they can actually maybe create some excitement and pretend like they're going to be a real business and pretend like they actually might get something done and pretend like they might actually make some money sometime. And again, I'm not saying that they won't, but I mean, I certainly think that there's better out there. I don't think that I think they screwed up. That's my opinion. I think they should have gone public when they had the chance. They could have squashed a couple of their competitors right away. They didn't. And now I think that with all the troubles that have come out in the competition, I don't think they're that much better than anybody else. And I think that's where you see the problems that come in. Again, that's just my opinion, but I don't see it. Okay. I see problems for them. And I see the investors getting itchy and not waiting to get out. And just imagine this. If the markets do get a big correction, what kind of marketers are going to be for in Uber? Okay. So, again, this is why I believe that they're trying to go for it right now. And if they can get it done fast enough, and I don't think they have enough time anyways, because I think between now and October, November, I think we see a monster sell-off. And, again, what's a monster? 5-7%, maybe more. Again, eventually, I look for about 25-30% as a sell-off. And that's, I think, well within reason of what we're thinking here. But I think that I don't think they have got enough time to get this deal done and get the money raised. And once it starts to go down, you can kiss your ass goodbye. Not until tomorrow. But anyways, I mean, again, it's just another trick in my mind that is a way to try to get, you know, investors to calm down and get them to come back in. That's what I see. Am I right? I don't know. But that's what my opinion is. And of course, if they would come out with an IPO, I'd love to short it because I don't see what they have. And again, I admit and agree that it's a great service. My kids have used it forever, but they also now are starting using the other ones. So, you know, they don't have anything. They don't have a USP, a unique selling proposition to me that makes them all that much better. They don't have anything over their competition. And in my own personal experiences with them, were rotten. Okay. So they screwed me and I'd never use them again myself personally. In the meantime, this is the Bubba Show. And of course, we're being brought to you by Audible Books, our guys. And of course, you know, Audible's offering a free audiobook download for a free 30-day trial. And you check out their service. And I'm telling you, it's great. Okay. I use it all the time. And I love Fed Up by Danielle DiMartino Booth. You know that I like The Creature from Jekyll Island, but I also like Stuart Woods and David Balducci and John Grisham. I get them all. Every day I listen to them and I urge you to check them out. And all you have to do is download your free audiobook to audibletrial.com/The Bubba Show. Again, that's audibletrial.com/The Bubba Show for your free audiobook. In the meantime, libertytalk.fm, you can download The Bubba Show every single day. And we're going to step out of here for a break on Xander's birthday, August 22nd. This is The Bubba Show, Todd Bubba Horowitz. We'll be right back with more after the break. The Bubba Show.
After 10,000 beers and 20.
Welcome back, my friends. This is The Bubba Show. It is me. I am Bubba. And of course, always great to be here with you. And you know, today's show was brought to you by a series of three different sponsors, and that's Casper.com, The Mattress People, CasperTrial.com/The Bubba Show, BarkBox, GetBarkBox.com/The Bubba Show, free month, and of course, Audible Books. You can go to get a free download for 30 days. That's audibletrial.com/The Bubba Show. Check them out. In the meantime, I got my own, you know, I've been bitching all day, but I'm not stopping now. I'm on a roll, and, you know, I'll tell you something. Last week, I had a screening at Lifeline, I think it's called. I forget the company. They're big out of Texas, I think. In the meantime, you know, they do screening and they check everything, your nooks and crannies with these automated screenings, and they tell you if you're going to die tomorrow, right? And I go, okay, great. So I call them up and, you know, I make an appointment, and I said, now you're going to be on time, right? Oh, yeah, no, we run, you know, each appointment takes about 60 to 90 minutes. Like, okay. I mean, I understand it takes time. And so I go there and I get there. My appointment's at 11:20. I get there at 11. All right. So I'm sitting there watching. And I can see that there's no way I'm getting in on time. And the woman at the desk says, 15 minutes. I laugh. I know. And I'm like dying. I'm ready to go. But I'm committed because it took me time to get there and I'm waiting. In the meantime, I got in for my appointment at 1. Okay. So I waited an hour and 40 minutes. And by the time I was done, I didn't get down there to like till 1:45. So they lied to me. They gave me BS. And they sent me a survey like, am I going to come back again? You know, would I recommend it? Oh, yeah, I recommend you. I recommend for the crapper. I mean, what makes them think that they can get away with this? This is one of the problems I have in the medical field and in regular business is why do they think our time is worth nothing? When did they become the most valuable people in the world? Okay. And they don't have the respect for an individual's time. Now, fortunately, with my own personal doctors, I haven't worked out with them that I meet them early in the morning, right, before they open. So I'm already in and out, all right, because I don't go to the doctor that much anyways, but Now, I don't understand what kind of crap that is. How do you expect to build a good business when you get everybody pissed off who's waiting for you? Okay. You know, that kind of business is a great repeat business if you took care of it right. And for some reason, I don't understand why, but they don't. Now, then I got my beef with hotels.com. All right. Now, you know, I'm a big guy that likes to, you know, save the perks, right? Like I never spend my miles. Like I use them in emergency off the airlines. And I like to accumulate them. You know, it's like, it's kind of like a game. How many can I accumulate? So hotels.com, I don't know if you understand, if you ever use them, but I think every 10 times you get a night free, something like that. So I had accumulated like 5 free nights. I was waiting. I was going to get a few more and I was going to take a vacation, you know, and or give them away to somebody. I don't know, you know, but I was accumulating them. And I go to do a trip and I go in and I find out, wait, where's my free nights? So I email the company. And I go, what happened to all my free nights? Hotels.com. I go, well, they expired. I said, what do you mean they expired? Well, they only good for a year. I said, where is that written? I said, how come you didn't send me a notice? And I wrote them a nasty letter. And they got back to me and basically said, screw you. I go, oh, nice. Okay, that's nice. I said, you know, it'd be nice if you sent me a notice saying that my nights had expired. I mean, it wouldn't have been that difficult, would it? To say, hey, by the way, your nights are expiring. Would you like to use them? No, they didn't do that. And now they tell me that I'm not getting them back and basically screw you. I go, that's nice. I mean, again, do all these companies need the money that bad and they want to screw their customers? I mean, you know, if you're in business at all, you know that, you know, if you get a good customer, they might tell somebody that they're happy. But if you get a bad customer, you're going to tell everybody, right? You get somebody you piss off. And of course, I'm going to tell everybody. I don't miss an opportunity to piss on hotels.com because I would never use them again because they stole my nights, basically. That's the way I look at it. They stole right out of my pocket. And I would never go back to lifetime screening because, again, they stole money from me as far as I'm concerned. I mean, so what is it? Where are we today in the world that we can't even get people to let you know that, hey, by the way, you know, you've got these free nights you've accumulated. No, what they'd rather do is they'd rather not give the money away. So it's like the gift certificate idea, right? And they don't tell you that you got to use them. They don't remind you that you got to use them. So to me, what's the deal? Okay. Why am I, you know, so I have to watch everything like a hawk. So I got to hire my own personal accountant to manage all my freebies that I might get because they're going to expire and the company's going to tell me to go scratch. You tell me. All right. You know, and you wonder why we've got no skills in this world and why the whole world is falling apart. Okay. Because nobody's got any social skills anymore. Nobody has any idea how to communicate face to face. You know, do you realize, you know, the amount of emails it took me? I mean, it would have been easier if somebody had picked up the phone, but of course, if they would have called me and they'd have pissed me off, I'd have told them, you know, where to go, right? And of course, they don't want to hear that. They want to hear, I love when you're complaining, got a complaint, and you call in and they go, and thank you, Mr. Horowitz. By the way, do you have anything else I can do for you? I said, you haven't fixed the first problem yet. What are you going to do for me now? All right? But this is the new way, okay? That's why we have all this voicemail and crap, because nobody wants to talk to you. Because everybody's afraid that you're going to get pissed off. And don't you think there's a problem with that? Anybody? Bueller out there? Anybody think there's a problem with the lack of people willing to communicate with other people? I mean, I don't know. I don't know about you, but it certainly irritates the crap out of me. You know, I'm a guy that believes, you know, somebody calls you, you call them back. Somebody emails you, email them back. Or you go to the extra step. But apparently, that world is no longer part of us, because now we're just straight, you know, email everybody. You know, let's not, God forbid we should communicate with anybody. God forbid we should have a conversation. I mean, because geez, you might actually have to talk to somebody. What a tragedy that would be. All right. And I hope that any of you youngsters out there listening to my show, I know many of you do, cause I hear from you all the time, that you take a word from me today. Okay. That, you see somebody, you shake their hand, you look them square in the eyeballs, all right? And don't lose the human touch, because that still is the most powerful. And many of you will be in industries that you'll benefit from that. And if you're gonna hide behind a text or behind a Facebook or a LinkedIn or an email, you're making a big mistake. That's just, again, you can just take my opinion. I'm not God. I'm just telling you what I think, but I certainly give people if somebody's trying to give me something or sell me something, if they approach me in the right way, I will always give them the time of day. It doesn't mean I'm going to buy from them, but I give them the shot at trying to sell me. And I think that is the bigger deal that we seem to forget. Okay. And I believe that that we've lost the personal touch and the personal skills. And I think that's very upsetting to me as well. It's, you know, it's so simple, but yet we have to make it so complicated. And I find that upsetting as a businessman. You know, if my employees, anybody ever worked for me, and I've had a lot of people work for me over time, and if any of my employees ever treated, you know, people the way that these people treated me, they'd be fired. I would not even think about it. Okay. Because I'd rather close down my business and than have crap represent me. Because you know what? I work hard for my reputation. I work hard to be the best person I can be. And I don't want some piece of garbage tarnishing my name because they're too dumb or too lazy to do anything about it. I don't know about you, but hey, that's the way I feel. You guys know I don't have an opinion though, right? I'm very quiet and calm and don't say much ever. But this is the Bubba Show, and of course, LibertyTalk.fm. Got to check them out. You know, we got more programming than obviously just the Bubba Show, but obviously the Bubba Show is great because you're here, so I know you like it. But you got to check out the station, and of course, you got the Sporting Edge, which is coming up with football, and of course, Xander, and they're doing a great job. And we have pride in having a great record for in football for since the 5 years the show has been on. In the meantime, that'll do it for today. Xander's birthday. Wish him a happy birthday. This is the Bubba Show. Todd Bubba Horwitz. We'll see you back here tomorrow on Wednesday, the 23rd. The Bubba Show. Todd Bubba Horwitz. Have a great day, everybody. Thank you so much for being here. And thanks for listening. And we'll see you tomorrow, everybody. The Bubba Show. Todd Bubba Horwitz. Wake up, Maggie.
Revolutionary talk for revolutionary times. Liberty Talk FM.